Parshas Pinchas, Tavshinayin Zayin. Now, when Pinchas, what he becomes, Chazal, we know that in the Yalkut, say the Pinchas Ze Eliyahu. The Pinchas Losed Lovoy Ubi Eliyahu, and the Targ B'Yerusim Noziel quotes it also. Bishvua emar lein posecute base min shmi haana goza leis kiyom ishlam when I give him the brisi sholem vebdini malach kayem I make him into malach kayem vichele alman you live forever lemvasra geulta besoif yomaya to go ahead and to be mevasra and to come and to tell and to announce the geula besoif yomaya. So he was made into Eliyahu here. Then that's the idea in any Noel Senlo is Brisi Sholim that he becomes the Malach. Now, the Targum Yisrael also brings on the Pasuk, Shlach Na Biyad Tishlach, and that's in Parsha Shmois, and on Shlach Na Biyad Tishlach, and he says, Shlach V'disha Lidei Pinchas, that Moshe Rabbeinu saying that he should send the Geula through Pinchas, right, because he's the one who do the Geula Hasida. Okay, so we know that Pinchas will be the Geula Hasida. And we know this with the Bris Sholem. Interestingly enough, why does Pinchas get here the as Aschar to become Eliyahu? Meaning, what does he have to do? He named in law is Bris Sholem. He becomes a Malach Kayam from the Pasuk of Bris Sholem. Meaning, why is that important? And what's the Mida Keneged Mida? But just to analyze it, we know that the Pasuk always stresses that he's Ben Aaron HaKohen, Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshev Eschamosi, and the Pasuk says Ben Aaron HaKohen. Why does the Pasuk stress that he was Ben Aaron HaKohen? Okay, it's Pinchas Ben Elazar. And it's not only Ben Aaron, it's Ben Aaron HaKohen. So Rashi already quotes because the Shmotim Mevazad, he doesn't come from Aaron, he comes from his mother, the Otos B'nei Pusiel. But the Chavasel Tzachon quotes, which is something that makes sense, Meshem B'Skorob, and he says the following. There are a few halachas that you need, the Lemoshal, when you make the brocha of Birkas Kohanim, Asher Kedishon B'Kedushos Shel Aaron. When Pinchas, who was not supposed to be a Kohen from before, because he was born before Aaron was made a Kohen. Now he was given Kehuna, and is a new Din Kehuna. He named Nois and Lois Brisi Sholem, Brisi Sholem, and the voice a lot Bris Kehuna Soilem, I'm sorry, Shafal Pishe Kvarnitna Kehuna Lezaro Shel Aaron, only for was given to Aaron, and the Bon of Shinim Shechuizmoi, and the children who were born afterwards. So he didn't get from Aaron. So I would have thought that he, Pinchas, becomes a Kohen now. V'yoysalo bris kehunas oilom. He'll become a Kohen now. But that kehuna will be a kehuna, which is a nudin kehuna. The chidush is that he's made a kehuna, that he's the kehuna of Bnei Aaron. That's what the Pasuk says, Ben Aaron. That's why you could say, B'ashe k'dshon b'kdushosu shel Aaron. Even though he's not the Shoshana Shel Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a Kohen, didn't just make him a Kohen, made him a Kohen, Zaroi Shel Aaron. Another nafkimina there is, we know that Legabe, the Gemara says, Legabe Maris Negoyim, even though Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar had the Din of Kohen, still he couldn't see Maris Negoyim. Why? Because Maris Negoyim, there's a lot of Bnei Aaron. Right? So it's not all a Kohen. So here, the Chidush is the Pinchas ben Elazar is ben Aaron a Kohen. His Kehuna is ben Aaron. So he could be also Roye Maris Negoyim. So the Chidush is that he's ben Aaron. The question is, why is he ben Aaron? Why the Pasuk stress that he's ben Aaron? That's not a new Kehuna. So the Zohar quotes that what he got was the Kedusha of Nodav Vaviyu. That's why I shloch na biyat tishlach, says the shlo. How does the Targum know the shloch na biyat tishlach that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying was saying, send and make the Geula through Pinchas. How does the Targum know? He says, because no, his Rosh HaTeva is Nodav and Aviyu. So the Zohar says that the Neshom of Nodav Aviyu, that they were the prototype Kohanim, that they died in the Chudukas and Mizbeach, their Nefesh was not lost completely. Their Nefesh came through Pinchas. And that's why the Pasuk stresses that Bnei Aaron is not a new Kehuna. He's getting the Kehuna of Nodav Aviyu. And that's why the Pasuk stresses Bnei Aaron. And the question is that we need to see. So the Zohar says the reason is because Nodav Aviyu, they didn't have a tikkun because they didn't have children. So the Poshe Pshat is Pinchas because he was the one who stopped Shimon from marrying Agoya. And by marrying Agoya, you lose your children. So he was bringing Zera Yisrael back. So he was Mesake for Nodav Aviyu that he's Zera back. And the questions, and the Pasuk stresses Bnei Aaron, that so there's Aloch Nafkimina. Aloch Nafkimina is they could see the Goyim, it's a big Dushostosh La'aron. The question is, why Nodav Aviyu? Why Pinchas and Nodav Aviyu? You're right. Maybe both were Moir Aloch Bifnei Rabbi. Maybe Nodav Aviyu didn't have children. Here he was back in children. But what's the essential kesher between Nodav Aviyu and Pinchas? And why is it that Pinchas, not only because he comes from Nodav Aviyu, the chidush is that he v'nosati lo esbrisi sholem, that he becomes not only a kuna soilam, but the kuna soilam pshutu kemashmo is kuna soilam is brisi sholem, it's keneged Eliyahu Hanavi, which is the ultimate bringer of sholem of heshiv levoves alvonim levonim alavoisam. That's why when he said noise no esbrisi sholem, the Targum explains that he makes him into Eliyahu. But what's the Midah Keneged Midah? First of all, why did he have to be Nodav Aviyu? I mean, what's the essential kesher between Pinchas and Nodav Aviyu? And why the Brisi Sholem means that he becomes Eliyahu Hanavi? What's the kesher to the mindset of here and Eliyahu Hanavi? Now, there is an additional part that was given to Pinchas. Shteitim Briskerov, that not only did he becomes now a Koyen Loilam, Bris Kehunas Oilam, Pshute Kemashmoy, the truth is, if you look at the Pasuk in Malachi, the Pasuk in Malachi says, "V'sivse koyen ish berudas, v'toyre vakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu." So the malach Hashem tzvokoisu, which is the koyen, is lechoyer referring to Keneged Pinchas, because like the Targum says, he becomes a malach Hashem. And toyre ivakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. So explains Briskerov, because there are many halachas that we don't know. And eventually, you're going to have to go ahead and bring somebody to be Mevar or Sfeikas. By the fact that Eliyahu de Pinchas now is Chai Le'olam, he will be able to bring back about the halachas and the tradition and the Mesoira, because it makes the Mesoira unbreakable. Because you know from the Gemara and Tumura that if a loch is forgotten, you cannot ask a malach, you cannot ask a novi, you cannot ask a prophet, because this is a loch of Reba Shomaimi. So you have to go ahead and have the Mesoira. The one that maintains the Mesoira pristine, because it's a derivative, because it's Chai Le'olam, he's able to be Moiser the Torah Le'olam. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'koyev sivse koyin ishmeru das, V'toyrei vakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzvokisu. Ki malach Hashem tzvokisu, mimela toyrei vakshu mipihu. That's why the Pasuk says, Nasati lo esbrisi esachayim v'esasholem. Sholem is the kihuna. And you saw that sholem is that concept of kihuna. And achayim v'esasholem. Sholem is the kihuna forever. And chayim is koyin. So he becomes the Shuvah Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why the Reb David says, that's why the Briskerov just explained that you always say Tishbi, they made up as Tishbi Etaretz Kushur Mibayis, to teach the children that there is somebody who is the Shomer HaMesoira, that's Eliyahu HaTishbi, that he is the Shomer HaMesoira, which is Mesoira is Lo'ilam. That's why the Gemara always says, Munachat Shiyov Eliyahu. Why Shiyov Eliyahu? Because Eliyahu is the one that who can pass to us the Aloha, because he has that pristine tradition. And Rashi says Beferush, also in Zvochim, which is the same as Targum Rishon in Israel. Rashi says that the pasuk here, Venasati loy kehuna soilam, Rashi explains, Bisroi shlati fosek a kehuna mizaroi leolam. Now, the chidush of this kehuna, so it comes out like this, that there is a kehuna leolam by him. But now, the poshup pshat, when Rashi says, there is a kehuna leolam, so we saw that there is a bris of Torah leolam. Now, there is a bris of kehuna. The poshup pshat would say, the kehuna, venosati lo bris kehuna soilam. That the Gemara in Zvochim, Daf Kufal of Udbeis, Rashi learns that there is a kehuna soilam. Is the pshat, so the Beskrov explains the following, because there is a halacha of lo chal yashifta. There is a halacha that a shevet is chay leolam. Now, there is another halacha that kehuna is also chay leolam, because you need a chidush of kehuna. Why? Because kehuna is part of a shevet. So it's technically possible to have shevet levi without kehuna. So then there is a bris of kehuna leolam. However, and that's the pasuk says, that is a pasuk, bris melech oilam, and that's how the David Soloveitchik quotes the Sifrei, which Beskrov brings, that the Sifrei says on Parshas Korach, bris melech oilam, ma bris loilam, af the bris of kehuna is loilam. But then there is a separate bris, the debris of Pinchas' family, that's loilam. That's what the pasuk says, bris kehuna soilam. And Rashi Zvachim says that his family of Pinchas, that subset, is also loilam. And we just saw the Targum Rishon in Uziel that not only the kehuna is loilam, the word is, as we saw before, that Pinchas will be chai loilam. He will be a kohen loilam. And the question is why? That's on the bris kehuna soilam. So here the chidush was that the kehuna is loilam. That, even though technically shouldn't be, but not only the kehuna, is the kehuna of his family is loilam. And the chidush of the Targum Menziel is that he will be chai loilam. And the question is, why is that necessary? And by the way, there is even more. Rash, Tosfos says, in Zvochim Daf Kufal of Amud Beis, that the idea is, and that's how it's moved from the Gemara, that the kehuna gedoyla will always come also from Pinchas. Bris kehuna soila means that the kohanim gedoylim, the kehuna gedoyla. And all the list of the kohanim, Tosfos says, that they were listed in by Sheni, by Sishon, the word kohanim word from the mishpocha of Pinchas. And the question is, why is he a kohen leolam? And why is he Kehuna Gdoila from him? And why does he become Pinchas Ze'elio? But then there is a second halach we just saw, that not only did Kehuna is Loilam, but he becomes the one, the quotes that he has, the Mesira Satera Loilam. And that's the Beferush. The Medrash Rabbah says, Lachen Omar, Hineini Noisul is Brisi Sholem, the same thing like the Targum. Hine Vyashadainu Hukayim, Vechen Weme Brisi Oisa Yitoi, Achayim Vyasholem. Right? Which means that you'll be always forever. Chayim Vyasholem, that you have the Bris HaTorah Leolam, which is the Chayim Leolam. Why was he Zoiche to have the Torah Leolam? That's question number two. But the question number three also is what Reb David Soloveitchik quotes. Not only that he becomes, because it's Chai Loilam, he has now the Mesira Satoira Shebal Peh, which is the tradition, that becomes also Ish of Nevuah. We know that when he comes back, he will bring back the Nevuah. And the question is like this, Malachi is Soif HaNeviim. Once we only believe in a Novi, because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to believe in a Novi. Once Malachi says Zichur Toiras Moshe, which means that from now on there is no Nevuah. You have to just get from Torah. How can Eliyahu a Novi become a Novi? How can you trust that he's a Novi? You just had a Novi that you knew that it was a Novi, that there's no Nevuah. How can you be Mechadesh Nevuah by Eliyahu? But if you hold the devot is that Eliyahu is Pinchas. So his Nevuah is a Nevuah from before. And that Nevuah never stopped. So the fact that he's Chai Leolam, is the pshat is that he has a nevuah loilam. So it comes out that the fact that he lives forever, Pinchas, because of his mindset, he has the kihuna loilom, he has the kihuna rabba loilom, he has the mesir of Torah Shebal Peh loilom, and he enables nevuah also to exist loilom. Why is the zeh keneged zeh legabe Elio because of his mindset? Why Pinchas Elio was zoichet to all of these things because of his mindset? What is the essential message of Pinchas that he becomes a Leo and he's zoichet to all these three things? The number three question is the following. We know that what does Elio come? So the Rambam quotes that the Rambam Mirchas Melochim. He says, the Pesach has Virasati Lois Brisi is a Chaim Besasholom. The Pinchas, which is Elio, by Elio he says, I'll give him Chaim and the Sholom. Now, what's the Pshat in Sholom? So, the Yalkut says, O Malakudosh Bohu, Atana Tata Sholom Ben Yisroel Ubeini Boilam Haze, Avlosid Lovoy, will you give Sholom Beini Lebein Bonai Shenemar, in Yanoche Shloch, Lachem Eselio Anovi, if Neboy Yom Hashem, Vishal Vivovo is Albonim. That is mentioned. So, the idea of Sholom. Sholom means between Akudosh Bohu and Klal Yisroel. The Rambam, however, also quotes that he has Sholom, but the Sholom that he brings is different. The Rambam writes that Yamoid Novi, that I told you, that's a Chiddush, that he'll be a Novi, we decide how he could be Novi. Liyasher Yisroel Leach in Libam, Shneamar Hini Anoich Esholech Lochem Esiliyahu Novi. And says the Rambam, Venu Balo Letame Atov Letar Atomi, doesn't do that, Evo Livslo Noshim. But era losum sholom boilom. Shenemar veish levovus albonim. So here the Rambam says, not the sholom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He makes the sholom between people. So a second. The Malkut says, he does mida keneged mida, he made sholom between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. So veish levovus albonim velevbonim alavoysam. He makes sholom losed lovoy between people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says no. When it comes to make Sholom, he's going to do Sholom between people. He'll bring Sholom Boilam. One second, how does that fit to the Medrash? But Al Korchach, says Rav David, what the Rambam means to say is the Pasuk says, Venosati lo esachayim v'esasholom. He has a breeze of Sholom. And Sholom means in the larger sense, a vertical Sholom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a horizontal Sholom between people. And the question is, why is this mindset is a mindset of Sholom? Why is this a mindset of Sholom? So, to divide the three ideas, first question is, Nodav Aviyu, he becomes a Kohen, the Pasuk stresses. What does it mean that he becomes Nodav Aviyu? What's the real cash between Nodav Aviyu and Pinchas? The second thing is Pinchas Zelio, as we saw the Medialku that you just quoted, and Targum Yerushalmi Nozion. And it means that the kihuna is loilom. Not only the kihuna is loilom, his mishpoch of kihuna is loilom, means that he is himself a kohen loilom. He is the shomer ha-toira loilom. And he's also the shomer ha-nevuah loilom. Why was he zoicha this to hear? And the second thing, how does it fit? That's the chayim. And then he was given osati lois brisi as a chayim. We just mentioned chayim. Chayim in the greater sense. And sholom, which is Sholom ben Odom Lachaveroi and Sholom ben Odom Lamokim. Why was he Zoiche to that? Why is Chaim and why is Sholom and why not of Avinu? To explain all of this, we explain what the Shloh, using what Rav Tzodok writes. Rav Tzodok writes the following. What not of Avinu, the fact that they died, in the end, the Pasuk always quotes, whenever he quotes Aaron HaKohen, the Pasuk always mentions that he had two children that died, which is Nodav Aviyu. And the question is, who cares? They died, terrible, but why does Aaron, every time he's mentioned, the story of Nodav Aviyu is carried along? Says Rav Tzodok, you know why? Because Nodav Aviyu, that they died, they are the prototype, they are the paradigmatic Kohen. Because what they try to do is to connect the world, to break the barriers. That's Moire Halacha Bifnei Rabbah, like we saw the shiurim before, that he didn't want to have some kind of a break between the Rebbe and the Talmud. They wanted to create a world of unity. Beis HaMikdash It's like the Gemara Basra says, is Mokub de Nashke Shmaya Ve'ara. This is the meeting point. This is the twilight zone between physical and spiritual. This is the portal where physical things become spiritual. They wanted to break the barrier, the physical and the spiritual, to create something called the ultimate unity. But the world was not ready for it. That's why they died. K'toyres, Bloshon Kesher, they wanted to create this Kesher between the physical and the spiritual, but the world was not ready. But they are the ultimate Kehuna. The ultimate Kehuna is that ultimate Kehunia that the whole world is the world of Yochid. The world was not ready for that. So every Kohen, we all know the Kohen is Begimatra, Mar always says 35, because he's in between the world of seven, which is physical, and the world of eight, which is spiritual, between Malchus and Bina. And they are the connecting point. None of you try to create ultimate connection. What they try to do is something that they couldn't have children. It's something that if you achieve that, there will be no avoida, there will be no mokum for anything, because the world will be the total ichud, which means that there will be no more bechira, no more nothing. Therefore, what they tried to do was incomplete because couldn't have a hemshech. That's what Chazal say. The Zohar says they couldn't have children. The one that brought it and allowed that idea of Nodav Aviyu to become real, it's Eliyahu. And that's why the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, Bezois Yavarin, is the day that you do have the connection, that the world is totally connected, that the world of the Kohen Gadol can go into Kodesh HaKodosh, but of Tzadok always says, that's the world of mindset, the world of Machshov are connected. Why? Because it's true, Ad Sheyoid, I love you, and yet I love you, the day of Yom Kippur, the world of Lemaise, and the world of Machshov, it's all connected, right? With Machshov, you could change the mindset, that's the world of Tshuva. What they did in Yom Kippurim is exactly this. It's the idea of Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz is the idea that even the Chutz, you could do Avoida. You cannot do Shchut Echutz because the world of connection, not of you, didn't achieve. They did achieve in Yom Kippurim. That's why in Yom Kippurim, you go to Lifnai V'Lifnim and you're Shoichet B'Chutz, the Korban L'Azazel. That's the ultimate world of Yichud. But that world of Yichud, they tried to create, you can only achieve in Yom Kippurim. However, the Kohen is a miktas. The one who will be able to achieve that and was able to achieve, who actually connected the world of physical, he went from the world of physical to the world of spiritual without dying, is Eliyahu. Eliyahu was able to be mesaken and to reconcile this idea. That's why on Yom Kippurim, when the Kohen Gadol said honor, which is going to avoid us Yom Kippurim, Ona is there. He says that you are the Mechaven, Eliyahu, Nodav Aviyu. Eliyahu, which is the Tikkun of Nodav Aviyu. Now, why is Eliyahu the Tikkun of Nodav Aviyu? Because he was able to reconcile. He used the aloha of Moir aloha bifnei Raboi, the idea of spontaneity, the idea of no boundaries, to create boundaries. Why did he do this? To say that you can't marry a Goya. So he was the world who broke the boundaries, but he was able to use the world of breaking the boundaries to create the boundaries. He was exactly the opposite, the extreme. He was the Baal Tshuva, which is the opposite of Nodav Aviyu. Nodav Aviyu wanted to use spontaneity, to use that idea of Kebiyochol Chesed to take away Din. They used Chesed, that spontaneity, that breaking the boundaries to create boundaries. That if you marry a Goya, what's the chisoron of marrying a Goya? Because if you marry a Goya, you get out of the tribe. You break the boundaries. So he broke the boundaries to create the boundaries. Ultimate Pinchas is Pinchas Kano, which the idea of Kina means that you don't want to have a relationship with anybody else. It's the ultimate creation of boundaries. Pinchas becomes the chibur between Etz HaDa'as, which is the world of Da'as, of knowledge, to the world of Chaim, which is the world of eternity, the world of Yichud. That connection between Etz HaDa'as and Etz HaChaim, that the two can be reconciled, it's taking Nodav Aviyu with the boundaries of Pinchas, and that becomes real in Eliyahu. Eliyahu was the idea to show the Havaye Hu Elohim, that Havaye, which is Lemala Miagdori, above, beyond any boundaries, is the Elohim, which is Begimatria Teva, and the two of them are possible to be reconciled. He is the one who does the Avodah Be'ar HaKarmel, which is Shechut Echut. That you could do Shechut Echut as long as within to destroy Avodah Zarah. Is the world that we live in, that Lo'os in Lovo is the ultimate Shalom, it's him. The ultimate Shalom is that you could reconcile Olam Hazin, Olam Haba, not by Gnevat all the two, but being able to reconcile the two, to be able to live the opposites together. That's why the ultimate bracha is Chaim and Shalom. Why is it Chaim? Chaim is the connection of Etz Hadas and Etz HaChaim, which is V'chai Lo'olam. It's Shayech to be V'chai Lo'olam, because Pinchas is the one who was able to take note of Aviyu. And that Chibur of Etz Hadas to Etz HaChaim is Etz Hadas to Etz HaChaim without destroying Etz Hadas, but having the two reconciled together, these two opposites. That's Eliyahu. That's why Eliyahu comes. There is Tomeh and there is Tohar. And that idea of Lev Ovois Albonim is the world of Chibur with the world of barriers, which is the world of Lo'os et Lovo, the Havaye Hu HaElokim. The Havaye, which is Lemala Migedra Teva, that's the world of Teva. But is the ability to reconcile the Teva to Lemala Mina Teva. That's why he becomes the ultimate example of Achai Lo'olam, the one that he lives forever. He's the Kohen, which is forever. He is the Baal HaTorah Shebaal Peh, which is forever. He's the Baal of Nevuah, which is forever. Because his Bechina is the Bechina of forever. The Tikkun that you don't need Misa to be able to reconcile the Guf and the Neshama. That's why he's the only one that he went Bashomayim Begufoy. Not of Aviyu is Kol Son Nishmosan. That was fire that burned their Neshama because the Neshama didn't allow their Guf to go up. Elio was able to be Gufui HaShamayim. He went with the Guf HaShamayim. That ability to take note of Aviyu and to create boundaries and to leave the world of breaking boundaries to create boundaries, that's Elio Ber Har HaKarmel, which is Havai Hu Elokim. And therefore, he was Zoicha to the ultimate of Chayim and Sholem. Because if you understand, Chayim and Sholem is Hanuach. Sholem is the reconciliation of opposites, to put it together, which is the Chibur of Etz Hadas and Etz HaChaim, and that's Chaim. And that's Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kol Chamayim. And therefore his bracha was that he was able to create Chaim Lo'olam. He becomes a Kohen Lo'olam, he becomes a Torah Shebaal Peh Lo'olam, and he becomes a Torah Shebichsav, which is Nevuah Lo'olam. And the idea is that if you realize something interesting, that's Mamish Mida Keneged Mida, because Klal Yisrael, we have a bris that Shvotim Aloilam, right? Lo Kal Yashivta. We have a bris that the bris is not bottom. How can you be mevatel the bris? Yisrael Shechot Yisraelu. There is a kesher which is unbreakable. How can you break that kesher? By marry a non-Jewish person. The one who stopped that, who stopped the barrier, who created a barrier to allow it to remain Loilam, was Pinchas. That's why Pinchas is the ultimate example of Lo'olam. He was the one to be able to reconcile Etz HaChaim and Etz HaDas. He's the one who came from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. He becomes the ultimate Sholem. And the ultimate Sholem is Chaim. And therefore is Chaim in everything. And that's why he's called Ben Aaron HaKohen, because he's the Tikkun of Nodav Aviyu, which is the ultimate Kohen, which is Oyev Sholem, Veroidev Sholem.